morning because you are God. There's no one else beside you. There's none before you. There's none after you. And I give you the praise for it, O Lord. Lord, thank you for blessing us as we come together this morning. You blessed us to see another day that we never seen before. You bless us, Lord, to be able to walk, be able to talk. You bless us, Lord, with a place to stay. You bless us with food on the table. Lord, we don't take any room for it.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
You did not create me to worry.
Good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you, it's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for it.
But when you make yourself God, when you make yourself a God. That's harlotry, amen. Because God is the only God, amen. So some of us been playing the harlot, amen. We've been doing what we wanted to do. Well, we've been going after the things that was uncertain, amen. She has conceived them that has done shameful, for she said, I will go after my lovers. Praise God. Come on, y'all. See, a lot of us turned our back on God and went after our lovers. Love is a pleasure. Rather than to see God, we wanted pleasure. We went after the pleasure, amen. Love is a pleasure more than lovers of God, amen. So some of us went after our lovers. He said they went after their lover that gave me the bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. See, they thought that, you see what it is, you thought those things that you went after was giving you what you got. You thought they was providing for you. You thought the job was really providing for you. The job can't give you breath of life. Come on. Are you hearing what I'm saying today, amen? You went after your lovers, amen. Alcohol don't do nothing but make you drunk. Amen. Are you with me today, amen? Sex gives you pleasure, but that's your lover, though. You know, you love that more than you love God, amen. God didn't tell you not to abstain from it. He said there's just a way to do it. Come on, amen. He said, yeah, marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled, amen. But if you're going the other way, then that has became your God. You love that now, amen. You're so in love with that that you forget about God, amen. The person that you love more than you love God, he can't give you nothing because he don't have anything himself. Or she can't give you anything because she don't have nothing, because she's living in uncertainty. You don't know whether he's going to be here tomorrow. His life is even uncertain, or her life is even uncertain. So they went after their lovers, amen. That's what he said. They went after their lovers. They went after because they thought he was the one that was taking care of, that he was providing the bread. You know, in other words, I know he's not my husband, but he's providing for me, amen. He's paying the bills, amen. He's my lover, amen. And I love him because I thought he was the one giving me the money, amen. And not realize it was still God giving me the money, but I didn't give God glory. I didn't reverence God for it. I gave him the credit for it rather than giving God the credit for it. You see, we've got to give all the credit to God because all of our needs and our help coming from God.
Amen.
Everything else is uncertain. Hallelujah. Whether you're going to walk tomorrow is uncertain. You don't know. Praise God. Stop living in uncertainty and live in surety. Verse 6, therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns. I'm going to hedge up thy way with thorns. What does God say here? Everything that you get to, I'm going to have some thorns in front of to hedge up the way. In other words, I'm going to cut it off, amen. Praise God. I'm going to cut it off. Amen. You see, everything that we have loved in the United States is being cut off. Amen. You know, rather than adorning ourselves like God said, adorning the fashion being cut off. Amen. Come on, y'all. Amen. Because we love that. Amen. A lot of us didn't know that we could go a week without getting our nail polish, amen, until God hedged our way, amen. Praise God. A lot of us didn't know that we could go 2 weeks without getting our hair fixed until he cut it off, amen. A lot of us didn't know that we didn't have to go to the bar, but you see, the bar is your lover, but now what has he done? He's hedged it with thorns, amen. What did he do? He cut it off. Are you with me here? Amen. See, all the things that we love, it looks like it's being what? It's being cut off, ain't it? Everything that the United States said they had strength and power in is being cut off. God is bringing the United States to a place of uncertainty. We don't even know whether this nation is going to survive this. the economy that we thought that we were so rich and we thought that we were so powerful and we had everything that we needed and didn't realize that we was naked and undone because the United States had turned its back on God and the people of the United States had turned their back on God and everything that we trusted in, God is cutting it off because what? Well, he hedges it up with thorns. Welfare is uncertainty. It's uncertainty now. Amen. And my Social Security checks is being uncertain. It's in uncertainty right now. Come on. Hallelujah. The thing that we depended on so much, Social Security. Amen. Lord, don't let them cut my check off in Jesus' name. Amen. Uncertainty. Amen. Praise God. You get what I'm trying to say. Amen. Huh? Even, you know, we put our trust in the, what do y'all get on that? The, retirement, what do they call that, retirement? 401k. You put your trust in the 401k, and now it's losing money. You put your trust in the stock market, and now it's falling. Come on, y'all talk about uncertainty, amen. God is hedging it. What? He's hedging these things with thorns, amen. Praise God. Are you with me today? Are you with me today? Can you see how we are living in uncertainty time because these are the time of the end and we got to get our minds right to serve Jesus. We got to get our minds right to serve God because we know only God is the one that can deliver us out of all of this stuff. He delivered me out of all of my troubles and all of my fears, amen. I put my trust in God. Hallelujah. And so while we walking today, we need to be thinking about all these uncertain things, the things that we love, he's hedging those things up with thorns. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, amen. The things you used to be able to get to, you can't get to no more. The things you used to be able to have, you can't have it no more because God is hedging it with the thorns, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Life is... We have to stop living a life of uncertainty because only thing we have sure, God is sure. Hallelujah. If God be for me, what? Who can be against me? Amen. So I've got to put my confidence in something that is certain. And the word of God is sure, converting the heart. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got to put my trust and confidence in God because everything else is uncertain, amen. And the reason for these things going on so that God can reveal to you how uncertain things are that are in the world, amen. You can't be sure of it, amen. You can't trust in Egypt no more, amen. No matter how many men come and no matter how big the army is, you can't even trust in the army to deliver you anymore, amen. We can't even trust in our police to help us out no more. Rather than come to kill your enemy, they'll come kill you. Uncertainty. Come on. You're uncertain about the government now, amen. Huh? I heard somebody say, I tell them about the government does things. Oh, no, the government wouldn't do that. Really? Wasn't it the government that gave the men syphilis in Tuskegee? Did a test on them? Really? What was it, the government that went over to the island there and took the whole island of people and gave them, put radiation in them, and they're still, the effects are still working on them now? Really? I'm talking about uncertainty, amen. The money is even uncertain now because we done printed more paper than we got gold. The country has printed more paper than they got gold. So the money is uncertain now. The value of it is uncertain now. Come on, y'all. Amen. I'm talking about the world is filled with uncertainty, and God is bringing it and revealing it. See, you never know who you are and what's on the inside of you until you face with a trial. You don't know what's going to come out. You're uncertain of what's going to come out. And you don't know what's going to come out of you until you're faced with trial. Amen. You see, until you get backed in the wall, you don't know how undisciplined you are. We can see that we're some undisciplined people, aren't we? Even the things that are good for us, we're not disciplined for enough to even do it. Undisciplined people, amen. Why? Trouble. When trouble comes, it shows you you're undisciplined, amen. You don't know you're cussed until somebody back in the corner. Hallelujah, amen. You don't know what you do. Undisciplined, undisciplined. We're the most undisciplined people ever. You know, even though they say, you know, everybody says, well, I ain't going to wear no mask. Well, don't wear one. We don't have to wear one if you don't want to. Go ahead on. But even somebody said, if you come in my place, you got to wear a mask, and they so undisciplined, they'll throw food all on the floor and turn things over. That just shows you that they're not used to any discipline in their life, amen. You see, your undiscipline is being revealed by the trouble that you face. It shows you where you are. Come on, I'm saying uncertainty, amen.
Amen.
Huh? Somebody, I saw a film or something that some woman, they told her to, well, in order to check out, put on a mask, and she got a basket and threw the stuff on the floor and act the food. She showed how undisciplined she was, amen. Is that right? Praise God. Undisciplined, undisciplined. So he said, I'm going to head up thy way. I'm going to hedge up your way with thorns. I ain't going to let you do. I'm going to get you where you can't just be doing what you want to do all the time no more. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to hedge it up with some thorns. In other words, I'm going to put some trouble in it. Amen. Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
I'm going to put some trouble in there. I'm going to make a wall that you shall not find a path. I'm putting up a wall where you can't get through it. You can't get by this, amen. See, right now what's going on is something that we can't get by, something you can't even get around. But not only is it affecting us, but it's affecting the whole world. Is that right? The whole world got to realize that there must be a God now, because here is something that's happening that we can't do nothing about it, and we can't get around it. We got to deal with it, amen. And the right way to deal with it, this is why it says that in Chronicles 7:14, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven and heal their land. You see, that's how we deal with the problem, but we don't want to deal with the problem that way. We want to find our own way to try to deal with the problem, amen. This is the vaccine. The vaccine is that you turn from your sin and accept Jesus as your Savior. When you accept Jesus as your Savior, a lot of these things that are going on will stop if you just would repent. But we don't want to see it God's way. Is that right? But we don't want to do it God's way. We think everything's going to turn back to normal, but it ain't going to be normal no more, what we call normal. It ain't going to never be like that no more, amen? Come on, amen?
Amen.
See, that's God putting you into a place of uncertainty. You're going to be walking every day uncertain. I wonder, is it going to get me today? Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Come on, see, you're uncertain, amen. You don't know whether you're going to catch it tomorrow or catch it tonight, amen. Praise God. But those that trust in God, we're not worried about it, amen, because God said, I'll cover you with my feathers, amen. Praise God. None of these evil shall come nigh me, amen. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but none of these things shall come nigh me. We're going to declare the word of God and believe the word of God and not be uncertain about it and keep going on about our everyday business, because what? We're not walking in uncertainty, because though he slay me, I'm still going to trust him, amen. And though I die at the first sin of water, I'm going to rise again. So I'm not worried about it either way, amen, because what? My life is certain. Stop walking in uncertainty. And I'm talking to you today. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, you need to repent and cut out that foolishness. If God didn't have a son, then there was no inheritance. You have no inheritance. See, a lot of people want an inheritance, but they don't believe in the Son, amen, because the Father gave the Son the inheritance. Hallelujah. The Father gave the Son his inheritance. The Father gave Jesus his inheritance. If the Father gave the inheritance to Jesus, that means the Father don't have it anymore because he gave it away. Hakada maha sakana. Amen? Ezekiel chapter 47, right quick, then I'm quitting. Ezekiel. Hallelujah. Let me make sure. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 46 and 16. I'm going to show you if you haven't accepted Jesus, you don't have no inheritance. Ezekiel 46, verse 16. Amen. It says, thus saith the Lord God, if a prince gives a gift unto any of his son, the inheritance thereof shall be his son. Did God give his inheritance to Jesus? Come on. He gave it to his son, didn't he? Amen. Praise God. The inheritance thereof shall be his son. It shall be their possession by inheritance. Jesus inherited all things, didn't he? He said, all things in heaven and earth now belong to me, right? Because the Father gave it to me, amen. That was the inheritance. This is why I said, if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit won't come into you. But a man don't receive his inheritance until the testator dies. So he had to die so that we could receive our inheritance. So if you haven't accepted Jesus, that means you don't have no inheritance. Because we are joint heirs with him and fellow heirs with him, and your inheritance comes through Jesus. Listen at the scripture. But if he gives the gift of his inheritance to one of his servants, then it shall be his to the year of liberty. And it shall return to the prince, but the inheritance shall be his son for them. You see, when you look at the Old Testament, Moses was a servant, amen. Israel was a servant, amen. And because they was a servant, God gave the inheritance. God let them have the inheritance, but they only kept the inheritance to the day of liberty, to the day of Jubilee, amen. And when Jesus came and said, I came to preach the acceptable day of the Lord, he was letting them know right then, the inheritance that you got through the law, you won't get it that no more anymore because you was just a servant. Now all of that belong to me now because I'm the begotten son, amen. Praise God. Is he the only begotten son? Mm-hmm. Praise God. And the Father had to inherit. And so the only way you can get your inheritance is through Jesus Christ today. Otherwise, you got nothing. You're left out in the cold. When you die, you don't even have a body. You're going to be found naked in that day. The only way you can be certain is accepting Jesus as your Savior and stop living in uncertainty. Amen. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand, praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Is everybody out here certain today? Or are you in uncertainty or are you certain today? Is everybody certain in here today? Praise God. You're certain, amen. You done accepted Jesus as your Savior. You done been filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. Hallelujah. Thank God that Monday, I was just on the phone, and the brother got the Holy Ghost on the phone. Praise God. Come on, say God is still working, amen.
Amen.
I don't care what they say about me. God's still working, amen. I don't care what they say about you. God is still working in you, and God is going to perform to the day of Christ, amen. Father God, I thank you for the word of God. I thank you, Lord, for changing the lives of the people, Lord. Let them not continue to live in their uncertainty. To let them know you are in charge of all things, O Lord. And these things wouldn't be happening, Lord, except you allowed them, Lord. But, Lord, we recognize that you allowed them for a purpose. And, Lord, to let them know, Lord, that you are God and there's none else beside you. And that they should serve you rather than serving man and themselves as God. But, Lord, that they might turn and repent and be saved. And, Lord, I ask that the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit may it rest, rule, and abide within us henceforth, now, and forevermore. Let everybody say, amen, amen. Thank God all of you out there. Praise God.
praise God. Hallelujah.
Take me to the King.
Take us to the King. Amen. Praise God. Right now, come on up, baby. And we want to let you know where you can get some help at in this area. And I know I want y'all stay on the Facebook, because if you need any help, we're going to let you know how you can get some help from some of the areas here.
Okay. Good morning. There is the Mobile Pantry of Arlington Urban Ministries. That is 2200 East Park Road Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76010. And they will be distributing food the first Wednesday of every month, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We also have anybody who's in the Fort Worth area, Shady Oaks Mobile, that's 6148 Finn Villa Drive, Fort Worth, Texas, 76135. That's fourth Saturday of every month from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Another location in Fort Worth is Crowley Mobile, 3701 Garden Springs Drive, Fort Worth, Texas, 76123. And that's the third Tuesday of every month. And there is one in Denton, Texas, and that's Denton Mobile Pantry. That's 1100 Malone Street, Denton, Texas, 76201. And that's second Saturday of every month, 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And let me just give you one more out of Arlington. That's the Mobile, Arlington Charities. There's 811 Secretary Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76015. And that's the fourth Friday of every month. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. To those of you who are seeking help, those are the pantries that is open. If you have need of food, you can go out to those addresses. If you you're short on food or you're short on help, there's somebody who wants to, they want to help you. Amen. And so if there are any, we always take up an offering. Amen. How do we get the offering?
PayPal.
Well, you can get PayPal and Care Church Inc. at gmail.com if you want to just send something, pay some tithes, or you want to just give an offering.
Cash out.
And you got Cash Out at Care Church Inc. at gmail.com. If you want to donate something, you can donate it. Amen. We appreciate whatever you give. And
pay tithes online.
And you can pay some tithes online. Even though you don't come, the bills don't stop, the light bill doesn't
stop.
If there's no more announcement, you're dismissed in the name of Jesus. And may the Holy Spirit keep you, and may you be blessed the rest of the week. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday night. Amen. At 7 o'clock. Amen. Amen.
Online.
You have the number 774-220-4000, but the access code is 786-7473.
Oh, Lord.
Pound. Amen. Praise God. Praise. Y'all dismiss in Jesus' name. You can pay your tithes or whatever you're going to pay. Amen.
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 Truth is I'm tired. I'm tired of you. I'm trying to pray. But where are you? I don't have.